This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Minister for Home Affairs Narayan Kaji Shrestha claims draft regulations for the implementation of Citizenship Act have reached its final stage. International Day of World's Indigenous People and National Soil Conservation Day being marked today. And former Prime Minister of Pakistan Imran Khan barred from politics for 5 years. Now, the news in detail. Bodies of two persons who went missing in the landslide that occurred at Bagmati Rural Municipality 5, Sikri Doban in Makwanpur district were found this morning. Deputy Superintendent of Police, DSP of Makwanpur, Tek Bahadur Karki, told that the bodies of two persons, among others, who went missing in the flood and landslide that occurred after incessant rain yesterday morning, were found on the bank of Bagmati River at Hariharpur Gadi, Rural Municipality 1, Kokare. According to DSP Karki, the bodies of 60-year-old Akkal Bahadur Syangtan and his daughter, 22-year-old Sheila Pahari, have been found. With this, the death toll in the incident has reached 3. 3 people who were taken away by flood and landslide are still missing. The whereabouts of Akkal Bahadur's son-in-law, 25-year-old Jeevan Pahari, his 4-year-old grandson, Milan Pahari, and 1.5-year-old granddaughter, Dibya Pahari, are still unknown. DSP Karki informed search for the missing is underway with the help of the police and locals. Police said among those stuck in the landslide, Akkal Bahadur's wife, 55-year-old Santamaya, died yesterday. Similarly, the incessant rain-triggered flooding took the lives of 2 people in Sarlahi district. As many as 72 people who were taken away by the flood-fed rivulet were rescued last evening. Superintendent of Police SP Naresh Raj Subedi informed that 60-year-old Bhola Chaudhary of Haripurba Municipality 7, who was swept away by the Solan Banki rivulet of Sarlahi, died. Likewise, 65-year-old Sahid Rain Bhat of Gadimai Municipality 2, Samanpur, also breathed his last while the flooded Bagmati River swept him away. The Bagmati River flooding has also taken away the road section in Samanpur towards Sarlahi. Chief District Officer of Sarlahi, Indradev Yadav, informed among the flood survivors, 70 were rescued by a team of Nepal Police, Armed Police Force and Nepal Army. The House of Representatives meeting has been postponed till Friday due to the obstruction by the main opposition party CPN-UML. UML lawmakers surrounded the rostrum of the parliament demanding the formation of a high-level commission to probe the gold smuggling case. The meeting of the House of Representatives has been adjourned until Friday afternoon. Speaker Devaraj Ghimire announced that the meeting has been postponed until 2 p.m. on Friday. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Home Affairs Narayan Kaji Shrestha has said that the work of preparing the draft regulations for the implementation of the Citizenship Act has reached its final stage. Home Minister Shrestha said that the draft of the Citizenship Act has been prepared and will soon be taken to the Council of Ministers during a discussion program with media persons on the implementation status of the Citizenship Act held in Lalitpur today. Minister Shrestha said that the Citizenship Act has come to solve the problems related to citizenship that have been seen in the past. Joint Secretary and spokesperson of the Ministry of Home Affairs, Narayan Prasad Bhattarai, said that to remove the problems seen in citizenship, we should move forward by amending the law as well as improving the practice. In the program, the media persons believe that there are still problems in getting citizenship from the mother's name, that it is more difficult for street children and third genders to get citizenship, and for those who are on the verge of getting citizenship are also kept waiting for long. The International Day of the World's Indigenous People is being observed today by organizing various programs. The day is being marked across the country by organizing diverse activities with this year's slogan, Indigenous Youth as Agents of Change for Self-Determination. According to National Federation of Indigenous Nationalities, NEFIN, this year, special emphasis has been laid on youth activism and empowerment. On 23rd of December 1994, the United Nations General Assembly decided in its Resolution 49214 that the International Day of the World's Indigenous People shall be observed on 9th August every year. The UN had observed the period from 1994 to 2004 as an indigenous decade with the slogan, "The Decade for Action and Dignity." Also on the occasion, Federation of Nepalese Indigenous Journalists, FONIS, has hosted a program in Kathmandu today. Likewise, a National Soil Conservation Day is being marked by hosting different programs today. On the occasion, the National Day is observed by organizing interactions and plantations in different places of the country. The day has been observed since 1973 August to keep the ecosystem balance, maintain the productive potentials of the land by reducing soil erosion and preserve infrastructure. August 9 or Shravan 24th has been observed as a Soil Conservation Day as it also marks the establishment of the Department of Soil Conservation and Watershed Management. Nepal has been at higher risk in terms of environmental sensitivity, natural hazards and climate change. The country has lost lives and properties as well as faced environmental degradation due to the effects of human-induced and natural disasters. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. The former Prime Minister of Pakistan, Imran Khan, has been barred from holding public office, from holding public office for 5 years by country's electoral authorities. The decision was announced by the Election Commission of Pakistan 3 days after Mr. Khan was sentenced to 3 years in prison for corruption. The announcement also means Mr. Khan will be dismissed as a member of parliament. He maintains the charges as politically motivated, but the Pakistani government denies this. 70-year-old Khan was elected as Pakistan's leader in 2018, but was ousted in a no-confidence vote last year after failing out with the country's powerful military. His guilty verdict on Saturday was centered on charges he incorrectly declared details of presents from foreign dignitaries and proceeds from their alleged sale. Under Pakistani laws, a convicted person cannot run for public office for a period set out by the Election Commission of Pakistan. His legal team has challenged the guilty verdict and the case will be heard in the Islamabad High Court today. The former Prime Minister is currently being held in a prison near Islamabad. Moscow mayor has said Russian air defenses have shot down two armed drones headed for Moscow, the latest in a surge of drone attacks on Russia's capital city. Moscow mayor Sergei Sobyanin said early today that one drone was downed in the Domodedovo area in the south outskirts of the city, while the second was shot down in the Minsk highway area west of the capital. The Russian state-run TASS news agency also reported the attempted drone attack, citing the country's defense ministry as saying that Ukrainian drones were destroyed in an attempt to attack Moscow. The drone raid was at least the third attempted attack on Moscow within a week. Moscow has recently become an attack target of drones launched from Ukraine. On July 30th, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky warned that war was coming to Russia with the country's symbolic centers and military bases becoming targets. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur in some places of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province and at a few places in the rest of the provinces. There are chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at one or two places in Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudarpasin province today. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur in some places of Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini province and in a few places of the rest of the provinces. There are chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at one or two places in Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini province. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 21 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 26.3 degrees Celsius with 1.2 millimeters of rain. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Minister for Home Affairs Narayan Kaji Shrestha claims draft regulations for the implementation of the Citizenship Act have reached its final stage. International Day of World's Indigenous People and National Soil Conservation Day being marked today. And former Prime Minister of Pakistan Imran Khan barred from politics for 5 years. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.